Praise the Lord. Well, I was briefed by my spiritual father, Daniel Karam, the consequences if I go over the time. So, and he briefed me with a couple of examples. So I don't maintain Indian timing here. I will try to be within the limit. Well, it all started when I was in London in 2004. Servants of God from Zion, Pastor Daniel Humphrey and Sister Sarah, were visited to our business school in London. So at the time, we were so busy and caught up, and we couldn't really accept what they were trying to say. And then I've been receiving a mail from Pastor Dan over the years. He never gave up on me. So years passed by, like 10 years of disobedience. God has to deal with me in a different ways. And then lo and behold, he got hold of me. Amen. Amen. So we started Zion Ministerial Institute in United Kingdom in October 2005 when Pastor Dan Karam and Pastor Frank Anderson visited, and they inaugurated the Bible school there with 25 people, and some of them are pastors. And it was a good start. And slowly God started reaching out and God ministering to the people, and we were able to start a little church there with a little group. And initially we were with very less group, but God started increasing, and then we moved from there. We could see some photographs there of our, that was the inauguration. And the last classes which we conducted was in London by Pastor David Wallace. And then God opened the doors in Israel, and we inaugurated the Bible school. And Pastor Paul and Pastor Dan Karam were there, and they inaugurated the Bible school with 65 students. Praise God. Well, it looks like most of the time there are internationals, but we are getting there. Slowly, God is opening the doors, and in Jerusalem, now we have Zion Ministerial Institute, and all this information which I'm giving to glorify the Lord, all these Zion Ministerial Institutes are properly registered with the local government, which took a while for us to do. And then we go to the pictures there, and that is the, we are on the 20th floor in right in the middle of Jerusalem. Finally, Zion reached Zion. So that's Pastor Dan Karam and our team members, Sister Stacy and Anila and Anand and other people. And there is Daniel, there's another Daniel, Pastor Jerome Daniel, and he's from Kerala, so he's looking after the teachings in English. And then we go to, you want to see the next slide? And we have got ZMI UAE and someone from Israel. And this sister really caught up with the vision, and she called someone in United Arab Emirates, and they wanted to have the Bible school. So we reached Sharjah in 2017, and God opened the doors. There were 45 students registered. Amen. And I was sharing with Pastor Tucker today morning, at the end of the True Christianity class, I only took 40 books which were given by one of our Indian brother from India. And people were running for the book. Amen. We could see the real revival there. Usually people expect the book in, you know, in our community, but they were purchasing the books. That was the miracle. So we could able to give out all the, sell those 40 books. And that is, we have a local leader there, Pastor Sudhakar, and his wife, Sister Sharon Rose. And they love all the pastors, and that's his family. And they've been so faithful. And one of the wonderful things which God has given us, and all these people, they're not just doing the work. They caught up with the vision for the high calling of the Lord. Yeah. they know what the journey is. Thank God for that. And these people, they're willing, and they're reaching out more people, and there are Al Fujairah and Dubai and other places. So Pastor Sudhakar, he also ministers in Al Fujairah, that is another Emirates. So he's planning to start a small Bible training program there itself. So we'll be reaching slowly in other Emirates as well. So Pastor Dan visited there at the moment, and also I believe some other ministers have. But one of the things what I have seen in our senior leaders, that they don't come for holiday. They are serious. Even though I request them to, you know, let's go there, here and there, first they'll ask, what is next? When is the teaching session? We are learning things from them. They don't take things for granted. And then God opened the door in India. So we have got that building for all our Zion books translated in few languages. We have over 25 books or 28 books in Telugu and Hindi. We have few in Tamil and other books, and over 40,000 books are in that premises, and we still have some place to sit there. So and then we are registered by Government of India, and that's, God has really blessed us, because there is such an opposition. For 6 months, they could not give us the license, and we really had to pray and wait upon the Lord, and everyone prayed. And that one single license, Zion Fellowship International Foundation, is registered all over India with one license. So there is no other license required for anyone to start the Bible school. Amen. 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 We got the license, and we thank the Lord, and by the grace of God. And then we moved on to the other places. We have few people very closely working with us in India. And we have Pastor Abraham, and he is a teacher too. And we have a Zion staff there in Hyderabad, Brother Anil and Sister Sunita, and Brother Benjamin. And then recently, God has opened the doors for us to open a Bible schools in Khammam. It was inaugurated by Pastor David Wallace. And the Zion Bible School in Karim Nagar was inaugurated again on the next day by Pastor David Wallace. And Zion Bible School in Antarvedi and Digamaru, God has inaugurated it. Amen. And then we have four Bible schools. And when Pastor Paul Karam was there last year, and he connected us with a local church, it's a big church, I think maybe over 800 to 1,000 congregation. And he has a Bible school, a Manora Bible school, and it's a big Bible school. And they have, you know, about 45 students, the pastor mentioned. And they use our material. And they just want to use our material from this year. Amen? I happened to be there with them and teaching true Christianity. They really enjoyed. So God is opening the doors. And in the days to come, it is our desire to move on and to press forward, so that we can win him and introduce other people to reach out to that final destination. Amen. Amen. And last but not least, we have Pastor Elisha from Brunei. He's also an Indian minister. And God opened the door through him, Pastor Norman Holmes. And he opened a Bible school. And today morning he was talking to me, I want to be completely under these teachings. He's there, Pastor Elisha. You want to stand up first? Yes, that's Pastor Elisha from Brunei. So he was so much blessed by the teachings. And then we have Pastor Dr. Omega from Chicago, who has come all the way down from Chicago. He's also an Indian minister. Yes. Praise God. He's a member of Asian ministers all over United States and all over the world. So, and also he's having a key role. So I believe in the days to come, Pastor Omega will be able to connect to Zion and will be able to open many schools. So he's planning, and it's desire that he should start something in Chicago on 5th and 6th of October. Well, as I said, I was briefed by the time, so I really don't want to go any further. God bless you all. Thank you.